Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode. Hey there, tech managers. On this 5-minute quick shift, I'm going to ask you a very important question. What are you tolerating in your work as a tech manager? Stay tuned, get ready to take notes, get ready to have your mind blown and open up the possibilities for what you can create and the impact that you can have in your career and your life. Stay tuned. Hello, hello, everyone. I am on beautiful Balboa Island in Southern California, Newport Beach, California. We are enjoying the sun. We are enjoying the water, enjoying all the lovely boats on this October day. And one of the things that happened to us recently was my son was basically saying, the sun is in my eyes. He was complaining that the sun was in his eyes. And that was actually the inspiration for today's 5-minute quick shift. And so what I want you to get from today is to ask yourself the question, what am I tolerating? What's in my eyes? And I'm squinting and I'm saying, oh my goodness, this is so terrible, that you actually have the ability, the control over to fix in your career and at work. So what happened with my son is we were at our beautiful Vrbo and he was sitting at his computer and there's a big window above it and the sun was coming through and it was, you know, it's like 10 feet up. And he's like, the sun is in my eyes. Can you fix it, Mom? The sun is in my eyes. I'm like, I'm sorry, hon. I can't move the sun and there's no shades on that window. He's like, oh man, it's so terrible. It's so terrible. I can't play my game. I can't see my screen. I'm like, I understand completely. How about this? How about you shift 6 inches to the left? He's like, what? Yeah, just move 6 inches to the left. Oh, I can do that. You mean I can't move the sun, but I can move me? And I was like, exactly. That's what you have control over. So he shifted himself over. He shifted his computer over. He's like, oh, this is perfect. This is perfect. And it was just that moment of, you know, in his struggle, he didn't realize what he had control over versus what he didn't have control over. So that's what I want you to think about in your career, at work. What are you tolerating that you actually do have control over? What are you complaining about? We all complain, but that energy isn't gonna help us make a bigger impact. The energy isn't gonna help us get where we wanna go in our careers. And so it's about, what do I want and what am I tolerating that's in the way of that? Why, like, I'm squinting when I don't need to be. I'm struggling, I'm complaining, and I don't need to be, because all I need to do is take action and fix it. So I want you to ask yourself that question in your career and at work. Is there something that you're complaining about your boss, about your team, about what's going on at work, about colleagues, about counterparts? Is there something that's going on in your career that just isn't ideal? And you're like, yeah, it's fine. The sun's in my eyes. I can deal with it. But you don't have to deal with it. Are you tolerating less than amazing pay? Are you tolerating less than amazing impact? Are you tolerating working 50, 60, 80 hours a week because you think that that's just the way that it needs to work? What are you tolerating at work? What are you tolerating in your career? What are you willing to do? What shifts? And sometimes it's simply a shift to the left, a shift to the right. And that opens up all the possibility because you're no longer squinting. You're no longer, you can see now, you have the clarity in order to reach your goals, in order to earn 200K or more as a technical manager, in order to do that with Zen-like work-life balance, in order to enjoy every moment of your life even more. What are you tolerating? And if you're ready to make that shift, and if you're ready to say, you know what, I'm willing to take a look at what I'm tolerating, and I'm willing to take action over the things that I can control, what I want you to do right now is check out our free training, training.thepeoplestack.com. It's 30 minutes, and if you show up ready to take notes, ready to shift even more, shift your mindset, shift your strategy, shift your perspective on what's possible for you in your career, at work, in your life, it's going to be the most amazing training you've ever watched, and you're not even going to call it a training. You're gonna call it a breakthrough, because you're gonna be able to break through to that next level finally, because you will no longer be tolerated. You will no longer be carrying those weights that you don't need to carry. Go to training.thepeoplestack.com. I share in it the four shifts that our clients made in order to earn 200K a year or more as a technical manager, in order to make an even bigger impact than they thought they were capable of making. And in order to do that while living an amazing life full of joy and freedom and even more gratitude. Follow in their footsteps. Follow in the footsteps of those who have done it before you, who are just as committed as you are, who are just as decisive, who are just as resourceful, who are just as coachable as you are. And they were stuck just like you are right now. Follow in their footsteps. Go to training.thepeoplestack.com. Stop squinting. Stop complaining that the sun is in your eyes, and do something about it. Take care, everyone. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.